that didn't sparkle from your love. That sparkled from human nature. That's the old human nature showing itself. That's one of the works of the flesh. But love, love is divine. God is love. He's a source of love, but not jealousy. Jealousy is cruel as a grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath the most vehement flame. That's what causes fusses and divisions and divorces. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. You can go through hell and high water. You can go through poverty and sickness. You can go through misunderstandings, many other visitations and vicissitudes that are not what you wish for. You don't have to have a honeymoon all the time to be in love. Love will survive it. You can't quench love. The floods can't drown it. And if a man would give you all the substance of his house for it, you'd scorn it. Take your stinking money. I wouldn't take nothing for my bride, my husband, praise God. Couldn't buy her. Can't take her away from me. I just won't give up me love. No way. I'm going to hang on to me love. Got to have that. Praise the Lord. Love or convenience. That's one thing we've got to be very much aware of when we begin to get our plans and our mindset on marriage. Don't make it for convenience. In conclusion, I want to give you a scripture here of God's feelings toward the institution of matrimony, found in Malachi, the second chapter, verses 14 through 16. Yet ye say, wherefore, because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant. Now I want to inject here, what I'm teaching here has to go along with what I taught on last Sunday night in that tape-recorded message on marriage, love, and sex. Because the part that's not here is back in the other tape. She's the wife of your covenant. And did he not make one? That's one out of two. Yet hath he the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you and your wife are one in God. You're going to have godly seed that's going to emanate forth out of your bowels, as the Bible uses the term. Lord told Abraham, said that he that proceedeth out of your bowels shall be your heir. When that man and wife is in one accord, one mind and one accord, and you're serving God, then you have the promise is going to be a godly seed come forth of that honeymoon, that act of sex. When there's a baby, there's a conception and a birth. There's a godly seed coming forth. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? That old drunken people that drinks and smokes. It's in the paper this week. Women that smoke, their children are born with a clouded future. I don't have time to relate all of that. And women that drink, their chances of having a mentally retarded child or a physically retarded child is tremendous. In some way, they're going to be underprivileged when compared with children that are born of healthy and parents that are concerned about giving birth to healthy children. They're godly parents. So the Lord says here, he said, the reason I made you one when I married you is so I'd have a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Don't deal treacherously against the wife of your youth. Oh, there's a lot in the Bible about that wife of your youth. Marrying, fall in love, produce children. Praise God. It's wonderful. Don't deal treacherously against the wife of your youth, and take heed to your spirit. Keep a good spirit. You know why? That spirit's going to be transmitted in that child, and you're going to reap it, and they'll reap it. All right, for the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. He hates putting away wife or husband. For one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously. That means boy and girl, or man and woman, husband or wife with one another, father and mother. Don't deal treacherously with each other. We've got a great and wonderful responsibility, and we've got to keep it. Now, I know there's a lot of thoughts in your mind about sex that I didn't cover, and I didn't mean to cover. People come up to me and ask me about different types of sex and masturbation and this and that and the other, and I don't even want to ask them. I don't answer. Don't ask me. I'm going to speak where the Bible speaks, and be silent where the Bible's silent. And let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind, and let him conscience either condemn him or accuse him or excuse him before God. The other things, you have to let God deal with your heart to either accuse you or else excuse you. And may God bless this message to you that are here and to those that will hear it by cassette recording. Our Father and our God, we thank you, Lord, for the great and wonderful institution of matrimony, marriage, love, and sex that's beautiful when it's done in harmony with your word. And as we study so many characters and so many biographical accounts in the Bible of love and marriage and sex, courtships, and everything related to the great institution of home, I thank you, Lord, that we can find the answer to our bewildering questions. And through these answers, we can solve our frustrating problems if we'll do what the Bible says to do. And I pray for the sake of the church that you'll make every home that's represented here this morning and all that will hear this message, you'll strengthen them and make the home a strong bastion against infidelity to God, against unbelief of the Bible, and against any future stray and dissipation of that home. I pray that you'll weld it together as people take heed to the word of God and submit themselves, the wife to her husband, the husband to God, and the children to the parents, and all of them living under the fear of God that will bring the greatest joy and happiness and fulfillment that it's possible for human beings to attain in this present world system. And until we get to eternity and get our immortal bodies, we're going to have troubles and we're going to have problems. But if we'll commit it all to you, you'll bring us through these things and make our home life as happy a place as there is in this world for us to live in. God, grant us that marital bliss that you intended us to have.